Morocco blames due to migrant flood on criminal trafficking networks. By Christian K. Caruso on July 31, 2026. The government of Morocco, through its embassy in Madrid, blamed the massive migrant wave flooding the Spanish enclave of Ceuta on criminal organizations and human trafficking networks allegedly encouraging the developing crisis while profiting from their illicit work. Around 49,000 migrants have now entered the North Africa enclave over the past 24 hours, according to Spain's Interior Ministry on Friday. They have delivered havoc as they crossed the border, with Ceuta suffering under the onslaught of illegals. Unnamed diplomatic sources from the Moroccan embassy in Madrid affirmed to the Spanish news agency Europa Press on Thursday that the ongoing migrant crisis in Ceuta does not, in any way, reflect a desire on the part of the Moroccan authorities to encourage irregular immigration. The embassy reportedly affirmed that evidence suggests that the crisis is the result of exploitation by criminal networks engaged in human trafficking and the smuggling of migrants. Morocco neither encourages nor promotes irregular immigration by its nationals. It is criminal organizations that take advantage of these people's vulnerability, fueling false expectations and exposing them to serious risks to their lives and safety, the embassy reportedly stated. Ceuta, a Spanish enclave in North Africa bordering Morocco, is facing its worst migrant crisis in recent years after multiple thousands of illegal migrants swam their way into Spanish territory over the past hours. The migrant crisis in Ceuta exponentially worsened this week and exploded on Thursday, with estimations that over 20,000 migrants have so far made their way into Ceuta. Numerous migrants continued to pour into Ceuta throughout the early morning hours of Friday. The Spanish enclave now finds itself completely collapsed by the massive migrant wave, with the pretense of the Spanish army reportedly redirecting the migrants to specific areas. Many of the majorly Moroccan migrants have been sleeping and dwelling through Ceuta's streets, not knowing where to go, as the enclave's migrant shelters and related facilities are severely over capacity. In light of the developing events in Ceuta, the Moroccan embassy in Madrid affirmed to Europa Press that Morocco has a firm commitment to cooperate with Spain on migration. Said cooperation, the sources reportedly stated, continues to be exemplary and constitutes one of the fundamental pillars of the strategic partnership between the two countries. The Moroccan diplomat sources further affirmed that their nation's authorities continue to carry out efforts to irregular departures, dismantle criminal networks, and strengthen operational cooperation with their Spanish and European counterparts. Morocco will continue to fully assume its responsibilities and work closely with Spain to jointly address this common challenge, while respecting human dignity, the rule of law, and shared interests, the embassy reportedly said. The crisis erupted after the Spanish Supreme Court issued a controversial ruling earlier this month modifying aspects of Spain's immigration regulations. The changes forbade authorities from pushing back migrants at sea. Much like the Moroccan embassy, the Spanish Interior Ministry, led by Fernando Grande Marlaska, echoed the accusations against trafficking networks as the source of the migrant crisis in Ceuta. Interior Ministry sources reportedly accused said criminal networks of exploiting the Supreme Court's ruling banning pushbacks at sea to induce and encourage the mass influx of mayoral young illegal migrants into Spanish territory. The Spanish Ministry sources assured Europa Press that Spain's collaboration with Morocco is exemplary in all areas, including migration. Both countries reportedly agreed to reinforce coordination and efforts towards achieving the return of all individuals who illegally entered Ceuta as soon as possible. Spain's socialist Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez is expected to visit the enclave at some point throughout the day. Interior Minister Grande Marlaska is reportedly expected to accompany Sánchez.